Welcome back to Quick Sixer. It's your boys, Pat R. Sam Knitch, and Oscar sitting in this corner. This is our fun little six beer, six topic show. We're not having six beers. Drinking that Dragon Stout Fire. Adam, I think, has a Sweetwater Hazy IPA. While you're here, thanks for coming. Hit them subscribe buttons wherever you're at, whether a podcast service or on YouTube, and hit them likes and subscribes, and let us know what you want us to talk about in the comments. Anyways, Adam, we wanted to talk about some random shit. This is gonna be a random ass episode, okay? I'm trying to hit you with some quick. I kind of want to time the topics.
All right.
So we're gonna do this. We're gonna do a weird thing. I'm gonna hit a timer, my phone, and we're gonna do 4 minute topics. Okay. I don't know how that's gonna pan out for us, but my fucking computer's freezing. So I don't even know if you can see me. All right.
Cool. It'll be 3.5 and 46 minutes.
Okay. hold on. Fuck. Timer. Okay. 4 minutes per topic. Okay. First topic. Adam's rant on the state of the film industry. 4 minutes. 3 minutes 50. I already started it, bro.
My state.
No. Like, what do you think is the state of the film industry right now?
I mean, I think it's still slow, but I mean, the thing is, there's always going to be a need for content, so they're going to make it. It's just a matter of, like, will they screw everybody over in the process? Probably.
Yeah. Do you think
is it getting watered down?
Probably.
It's like, yes, yeah.
Yeah, but things are getting so. Don't you think, like, the expensive things is kind of going to weigh on people? Hopefully we'll get.
Well, the most expensive thing right now is labor, and they're, you know what I mean, they're already fucking that up.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Hopefully we'll get what's it called? What is the fucking word I'm looking for? Like, good shit over just a lot of shit. What am I think? What's the word I'm thinking? Quality over quantity. Hopefully we'll get that.
I mean, you're not. You won't. Because right now, I mean, like, the only shows that seem to be, like, in production are, like, there's a couple good ones, like Stranger Things, but I mean, that's gonna take a while. I mean, they just start shooting. That's gonna take a while to make.
Yeah.
And then everything else is just, like, crappy, like NBC, you know, like, crank it. Like, let's get done with this season so we can focus on next season.
Yeah. Okay.
But there are a couple things, like, you know,
yeah,
seem to be coming, but
yeah, dude, this Dragon Stout is something serious. I'm telling you right now.
It is.
It's only I told on the previous episode, it's only 9.6 ounces, small little bottle, small, but it's a 10%, and I don't even know if I'm gonna have this second beer, but we'll see. 2 minute warning. So basically, do you think it's going to get harder to get work or easier to get work?
Definitely harder.
Harder?
I mean, if it stays as slow, like, I mean, there's not enough work to go around for everybody.
Yeah. Do you see more people coming in or just the same old people when you're on shoots?
I mean, that seems like it's been a mix of both, and that's what's so frustrating, because, like, if you're in a union but you're in a right-to-work state, right-to-work states always seem to find, like, you get buddies of buddies who, like, come in, you know what I mean? Which is, like, I get it. It's fine. Everybody needs to start, but
yeah,
you should definitely be hiring people that are in the union first.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's great. Like, you know, I mean, if it's busy, like, more power, like, more and more people should become, you know, get into, you know, that's how it should work.
Yeah.
But right now,
yeah.
it's, like, slim pickings, so it's, like,
Mm-hmm.
people that are paid up, and, you know,
yeah,
just for
yeah.
health insurance alone, like, they should be getting work over everybody.
I agree. Slim chickens. All right, 1 minute warning. This might be a little braggy. I don't know if it's braggy. It's kind of shitty, actually, but I'm glad that I dipped when I did from TV World, just because it seems like Well, it was, first of all, COVID hit like a couple years after, and then it just seems to be getting harder and harder to just maintain,
Well, it's like, yeah. I mean, I get what you're
especially
saying,
in
but like,
LA.
yeah. But I mean, the thing is, like, what you did is like, it's always around. You know what I mean? That's what sucks. It's like, it's kind of like, maybe if you're not in a union, that's kind of the route you take is the reality
Production route.
TV route. Yeah. Production route.
Yeah.
And I
Well, I
mean,
mean,
kind of
it.
beyond it, the production route, the producers, like, line producers and all that stuff are the ones that kind of call the shots. So that's what, kind of screws up labor a little bit too.
God damn, what the fuck?
It's like you can work a show and get your rate, but not make, have meals, get paid, for lunches every day. Like, the give or take. That's what seems to be going on a lot too.
No, that's
And I mean, like, the reason why it's so slow is because they know that Teamsters and IATSE, which is us, it's like it's going to come to a head, and Teamsters are probably going to strike first, and then IATSE, if things don't work out, hopefully they, I don't want to see anybody strike, and that's the fear is too, is they know that, we've all been hurting, so it's like they're going to try to meet the demands before it happens.
Yeah, I am gonna bust open this homestyle. Why not? Talked about day drinking in our last episode and fun adventures, and I think we're having a good conversation. That's the thing, though. I know I did do a lot of reality TV, and I think that will last for a long time. But I think, out of everyone out there that I knew, I think I was varied probably the most. Like, I was doing random commercials. I was doing movies every now and then, some scripted shit here and there, which was cool. It felt it, I don't know,
But you didn't.
people.
But the thing is, you didn't have as much production because you were never in a union. You know what I mean? You were never in a union. It was always like more freelance. So.
Well, that's what I was just about to say, is it feels like completely different. People won't know this if they've never worked in production, but it feels like two different worlds when you go from a scripted thing to a non-scripted thing, or a union and a non-union shoot.
Non-union,
It's
yeah.
two different things, like completely different things. The vibe's different, the rules are different, the pay is different. Like, there's it's wild. It's the most unregulated shit ever, pretty much. But anyways, we went past our 4 minutes, but that's okay. So, like normal, this is my bearded iris home style and my bearded iris little chalice. Very pretty. You can see it if you tune into the YouTube version of the show. All right, so next topic, I like this 4 minutes thing. We might do this more. All right, cool. State of the industry. Thank you, Adam, for that. All right, we're gonna try to do this. This is gonna be weird, but we're gonna do two things for our next topic. Well, one, where's the next topic? Is music still on our list to see live? And go. So for me, I don't know if you've been keeping up with this, but fucking Daft Punk just did a live stream on their Twitch channel
Yeah,
the
I knew
other
you were gonna
day.
say something. Yeah. It's
They
like, but it
but
was just I mean, but I was excited too, and I saw it. I was like, oh, it's just a movie that they've already released. Cool.
oh,
Like,
what, I didn't watch it. Was it just
it was just Interstellar or whatever. Six
nine
six.
nine so six
Yeah.
nine whatever the fuck. Oh,
Yeah.
well, it's still cool. Whatever. It's weird. Weird
Yeah, but that's
cartoon.
what I'm saying. But like, I feel like now they're just doing shit to be gimmicky in a way. Like, it's just that's what bums me out about them.
I think, you know what I really think about it? I think, like, to my core, I think they are testing the waters to see if people are still interested.
Yeah, but I mean, of course, I mean, who isn't?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But I also think they're gonna score the next Tron movie. I think they're
Yeah.
gonna do it.
Is that still a
But
thing?
yeah.
The Tron movie?
Yeah. Unfortunately, Jared Leto is gonna be in it.
Oh my God.
Sorry, all you Jared Leto fans, but not a fan. Speaking of Jared Leto, 30 Seconds to Mars is not one of these picks for me. Yeah, it's
No.
not a group I would like to spend money on. And all right, so I'm gonna go rappers for a second. I think I've already told you about what happened the when I saw 50 Cent, but I
No.
would probably like to redo that show.
Wow. Why, like, why you want to see these rappers that you know are going to be bad?
Well,
I
all
mean, that's
right,
the thing is,
here's
I'm
my
already hesitant. I'm already hesitant about seeing rappers in general live, but like definitely
yeah.
not the ones that you know are going to be bad.
I've seen a lot of bad rappers.
Yeah.
But I've seen quite a few good ones too. I think on my good list, and I want to give you the other 2 minutes, is I would like Outkast to do a reunion. That would be great.
Yeah, that's never gonna happen.
No, probably not. And
You could pay like $300 to go see your boy Andre 3000 play the flute for 2 hours.
there's that. I don't want to do that. But there, yeah, there's that, and there's we were just talking about you yesterday when we were doing some day drinking, and want to go see Tame Impala, I think.
That'd be a good one. That's what I want to see. But
Yeah. What's your, you got a minute and a half.
well, I just got tickets to see Vampire Weekend in
Oh,
October.
you did? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
That's
you know,
one.
you're the only person I know that was really into them.
Yeah, I know. And like, I mean, that thing is like, it's, I think it's the white boy in me. It's like my guilty pleasure.
This is a throwback to a Dropping the Needle episode, but when we went through festival lineups, Meg found that one in Daytona Beach, and that we were talking
Oh,
about,
the
and
white
it's like
trash
that
one.
Rockville or something.
Oh, God.
And she was like, maybe we go to this.
Dude, please don't.
And I was like, we're gonna drag Adam and Chelsea.
No,
Even
dude,
though
Chelsea
Adam
will
said
be
he'd rather
instantly
kill
in
himself.
there. Yeah, Chelsea will not go. Chelsea probably won't even step foot in Florida.
Oh, I love that about her. Love it. All right, 30 seconds. Anybody else?
Krungbin just announced a new tour.
Yeah, they're coming here.
They're
They might
playing
be
in
playing it
Asheville.
tonight.
Nah, it's like instead of a couple months, a few
Is it?
months.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be a cool show. They come on a lot of our playlists. There is a couple of shows tonight though I might want to go to. Like Crosses is playing tonight here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's 4 minutes. This is kind of fun. Okay. So next thing, next topic. That's it. You know, that's all you get from us for now. But next topic. We're about to rank some sandwiches. Okay. I was just having this. All right, I'll talk about it when I hit start. Starting. So I just had a really good club sandwich before this the recording.
Right,
Yeah.
that's my number one.
Yeah, it's my number one. Okay. That's what I was gonna I figured that was your number
Like,
one.
I love like sandwiches, club sandwich is like the most basic, but it's number one.
Yeah, it's the best one.
What are we talking about, like single decker, triple decker?
I know. How many slices of bread are on this jet? No,
Dude.
I guess no, this one was a Jersey Mike's Club, okay?
Okay.
Which is the best thing I can get here with there's no Lenny's here. So I can't get no
That's sad,
Lenny's.
bro. But
I
it's sad
know.
that like Jersey Mike's, that's your best. Like,
That's the best
I
thing
think,
here. I mean,
dude,
there's a
Pub
place
Sub probably
called
goes harder than
Bill's.
Jersey Mike's.
What does?
Public subs.
Oh, Pub Subs do. Yeah. The thing is about Pub Subs, I don't like the way they fold the meats and the cheeses. Like, I just wish they'd just pop it on
You
there.
can't get a you can't go to Jimmy John's.
I don't, you see, Jimmy John's has better bread, I think, but
Better everything.
I don't think they have better everything. No.
Yeah.
No. Jersey Mike.
It's the
Jersey Mike's
same.
is the most,
It's just the same. It's the same. It's like Jersey Mike's is a step above Subway, bro.
Jersey's Mike's. Jersey's Mike's.
Jersey's.
Jersey's Mike's is the step ahead. Or 2 minutes. Jersey's Mike's is a good
Nah, bro.
sandwich.
I mean, I guess that's all you have.
Fuck you, man. All right. We don't have a witch. We don't have a Lenny's.
You
We
like
don't
Jimmy
have
John's?
we have a Jimmy John's. It's too far though.
Okay.
They don't deliver here.
You can't pick it up.
I'm not going to pick
How far is it?
It's like a couple miles. I'm like just not going.
Couple miles, two? 2 miles.
No, like a few miles, you know, like
Oh.
I'm like, I'm not going after I've had like a few of these dragon stouts, you know. It's not gonna happen. I mean,
Mean, ours is like down the street, you know,
oh yeah, ours is not.
8 minutes.
Yeah, we can't have some Jersey's Mike's. All right, it's the only thing we
Jimmy
can get.
John's, man.
Jimmy's John's. Yeah, no, okay. Let's at least get a top three. We're not gonna get it in this minute. All right, our top three. What do you think? Philly cheesesteak. We put that as a sandwich.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. I mean, I don't really fuck with the cheesesteak sandwich for some reason.
That's because you're lactose, bro.
I'm not, though.
You're telling me right now you eat a cheesesteak, you're not shitting in a half hour?
I mean, I'm shitting, but that's not because I'm
It's just you have
lactose.
a
It's my
irritable
fucked up
stomach.
stomach, yeah.
Yeah. Oh man. Okay, and then I think I would put just a nice turkey sandwich on the bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be my number three, probably. Actually, I'm assuming we're gonna throw this in there. A grilled cheese with a slice of ham in the middle. I'm
Not
getting some soup. Oof. Damn.
bad.
That's my
Grilled cheese
perfect.
and soup.
Yeah, it's my favorite lunch. You get a grilled cheese, dunk it in the soup, fire.
Tomato basil or some
Nah,
chicken
bro.
noodle.
Get you some minestrone.
Oh,
Oh, yeah. Or that Lipton noodle one. That one's good for Dunkin' or whatever. But yeah, that's it. That's our ranking. That's 4 minutes. Oh, fuck. Man, I had one in my head. What did I? We were just talking about. We were just talking about one that was like I liked. Damn it. Do you think? I don't think we can talk about that. We can't talk about that. Nope. Oh. This is one I wanted to talk to you about. All right, let me hit this timer. All right, start. We might have talked about this before, but I didn't check it off the list. So, I think one person should be required to streak at all major sporting events. I think it should be a requirement that this happens at every event. One person selected at random. What do you think?
why? No. No.
This is the reason. I think one, it's pretty funny. One, you get to see somebody get tackled really hard, usually. And the other, can you imagine being in the stands and then like you get buzzed and it's you have to do it? And like
I
it's
fucking
that's
Hunger Games style.
Yeah.
Like stand up, start
Yeah.
shoving.
Yeah, exactly.
Dude,
Can you imagine?
fuck
It'd be
no.
wild. It'd be
Did you
wild.
see? Did you see the dude? I guess it was the Super Bowl that
Yeah, he
like,
won like a bunch of money.
yeah, but he bet on himself. He bet on himself. Like he b made a bet that someone would streak on the Super Bowl and then did it himself. Got a like a $13,000 fine, but still made like over 100 grand
Yeah,
in some
it's
bet.
awesome.
Like,
It's awesome. Yeah, that is not exactly what I was thinking about this, but it is a reason.
I mean, it's like, what? Well, that's an automatic bet. You know
Yeah.
what
You could bet on yourself and like
I
what if you did bet on yourself? Like if there was odds like, oh, I'm gonna get chosen, you know? But also, like, can you imagine getting dinged by it, like, or like buzzed or whatever? Like, oh, it's you. You have to do it. And like the thing for doing it is like, you don't go to jail, and your ticket gets paid for, like all of your expenses for at the show. And you get to keep watching it. You don't have to like get ejected from the stadium or something.
Yeah.
That would be the rules I would put in place. But Hunger Games style, getting chosen. No youths. It'd have to be people in an age range. We're talking like 21 to like 40, or those are the people that are doing it. And yeah, I mean, would you do it if you got buzzed? I think that would be the thing too. There would be a rule to it. If you get buzzed and you don't do it within 15 minutes, then another person gets buzzed. Like, so
Yeah.
someone has to do it.
And
Or
it
maybe
just
10
like
minutes.
delays the game for like there's an hour of just like nobody wanted
Or maybe it's like every
it.
5 minutes. You have 5 minutes to do it.
Don't
Yeah.
know.
Dude, it's a great idea. You're tripping. It's a great idea. But yeah, that's what I would like to see at sporting events. And I don't know, dude. It's just funny as fuck when somebody gets tackled when they're naked. It's so fucking funny. Like, just gets
It's not that,
pummeled.
but also like I guess I hate it because I'm the opposite. We're just like, look at this asshole.
Oh, and I am
It
definitely that person. I'm definitely like, look at this
just like, but
asshole.
it delays everything. That's what sucks. You know what I
We'll
mean?
do it during
Because like I'm
halftime.
like, well, I'm like about an event too. Even going to like a soccer game or something. It's like, bro, let's, like when's this thing gonna
Oh, yeah. You're impatient. Yeah. Okay. But
Like I'm glad
that's
to
my
enjoy it, but at the
ruling.
same time, let's not slow it down. You know?
Okay. What it, all right, so that's time, but would it entice you if that whole person's group got free drinks for the duration of the game?
Maybe.
Okay. There you go.
What would be
You can
like,
make
would it be
rules.
better? Well, yeah, okay, let's make some stipulations on it because I think it would be
Okay.
better to have someone that only, okay, so let's say we draft somebody, but also like the person that tackled
Hold
him,
on, hold on,
it's
hold
got
on,
to
hold
be
on,
someone.
hold on, hold on. I'm gonna make this is another topic. All right, 4 minutes. Here's our rules
It's got to.
for the group.
The person that's tackling has got to be like some like rising athlete, right? Like
Okay,
high school,
okay.
college level. If it's a professional
Oh, that'd
game,
be
high school,
great.
college level,
Yeah,
they just fucking toast this dude.
like we bring in like
Like, yeah,
the top
the
athletes in the
competition is
city.
dude's like how, like, okay, let's draw the number, see how fast that takes for his ass to get down there, and then how
Yeah.
fast it takes to tackle his ass.
Yeah. People will be betting on it in real time. Like,
Yeah, I mean, that'd be
like,
better, yeah.
oh, maybe there's a clock
There's like four side bets within this bet.
yeah. Maybe there's a clock that starts when the person gets buzzed. So you know it's about to happen. And you're like, oh shit, there's the street clock.
Yeah.
And then like, and then you have like
He
your,
comes running out of like a red curtain, like a matador.
like a bull ring, he gets let out of a gate. You just have these like top tier athletes just running after them. Oh, just destroying them. That'd be so good. Oh, that would be the best. Fuck. Oh my God. That'd be fucking funny. Yeah, that's that. There, you have to do that. I think. Yeah, you can make that. You can. I think betting on yourself that it'll be you that it gets chosen. That'd be a
Yeah.
fun one. I think there should be a whole sideline bet of like what happens with the streaker.
Yeah.
You
You
know.
could like pass it off to somebody else, you know.
Oh
But if you
yeah.
get chosen,
Tap
you could
that
be
like
like,
tap their
hey,
phone like how you like share your contact. You like tap your phone to the other
yeah.
person. Well, what if you sneaky did it to somebody? Like tap your
Yeah.
phone to somebody else and they're like, fuck. Oh man, like oh, it's your, like you played tag or something, but it could only go like the tag could only go like 4 or 5 tags, and then like that person has to do it, or they get fined, another ticket price. Man, yeah, it should be part of your ticket admission. Like you may get chosen, or maybe it's an opt-in thing. Like you opt in $10. Like, yeah, I'll do it. And if you do get chosen, you get the pot for whoever opted in.
No, yeah.
That would be
It's not
cool.
about all good. Yeah.
Yeah. I just think it's funny, you kind of break up the serious ass tournament type game thing, and
But see,
then
I'm
like,
not, because it's like it
yeah, but that's the
is
thing. You break it up, you're
serious.
like, oh, let's have some fun with it, you know?
Usually it's just like how I felt about it. It's like anybody that does that shit, it's like it's funny, but it's like, yeah, like you said, it's funny to see that the person get fucking tackled. That's the funniest part.
Yeah,
But
what's the
it's like
best
the
part?
otherwise it's just like some look at this asshole trying to get attention for himself,
Well, I'm not limited to just dudes. It's gonna be everybody.
Yeah. Girls, whatever. Yeah.
Girls, anybody can do this. Yeah. Oh, dude, it'd be so fucking good. I think that's the way to do it though. You have to opt in when you buy your ticket. Like,
Yeah.
yeah, I'm down.
They ask you on the
Like,
ticket purchase, like, are you willing to streak or not?
yeah. I click this button and like your ticket goes up by like $5. And then like your ticket goes up like $5. But then if you win the pot, then you win everybody that fucking chipped in. And you walk away. Plus you get your ticket paid for.
No, then you could like do another th side bet you could bet is like what direction they run.
Do they make it to the other side of the field? Or no? Do they make it to the 50-yard line or whatever? Oh man. You could also bet on like what section of the stadium they're in. Like, oh, it's gonna be one in A1. I know it is. B13's looking nice today. Yeah. Oh man, that would be the best. See, this is a good idea. I don't know why people don't think about it. All right, cool. I think how many have we done, dude? Right, we ranked some sandwiches. We did State of the Film Industry, Streaking of Games, it's three. We did, well, Streaking of Games rules, and then Streaking of Games, and then live. Oh, this is our last topic. Shit. Okay. I think Adam just disappeared. Gonna have to invite him back. So. Oh, there you go.
You there?
Yeah, you disappeared.
Yeah, no, it's like hung up and the headphones died too.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
Yeah, I just tried to. I
You hear me?
can hear you.
Okay.
Thing
Sorry,
out.
dude. What's up?
So I'm trying to close this thing out. Yeah. That I didn't mean to send to you. It is being slow as hell.
What are you trying to
Close an invite window. Being super
No.
slow. But anyways, I guess we can talk about it. I mean, it is recording, so. I want to. I can't. Listening. Sorry to anybody who made it to the end of this episode.
I'm
It's weird.
sorry.
It's all good. There we go.
There. All right.
Yeah. Trying to. Yeah, I'm here.
Right.
There we go. Fuck. Jesus Christ. Yeah. All right. So I'm gonna hit the timer and we're gonna do our top four or top five grocery store bought beers. I'm gonna give this a few more minutes than the other one
All
so we can
right.
argue about it. All right. My top five. Here's just off the top of my head, this is my top five. Okay. I'm buying whatever the local thing is there, if there's a local beer section. Anyway, people should tune into this episode on the YouTube so you can see Adam's glorious beard in the sunlight right now. He looks like a Norse god. But yeah, so I'm buying whatever the local thing is on the local end of the beer aisle. Also getting I'm also gonna get what's it called? I'm gonna get Probably Stella is my four spot. I'm probably gonna get, man, maybe a Heineken after that. And then I'm gonna get Bud Heavy. And then, oh fuck, maybe a Blue Moon. Round it out.
All right.
Yeah. What do you think? You think that's a, I want to hear yours and then we'll talk about it.
Just like a pick a six, like pick a five or whatever.
No, pick like you have to buy like 5 6-packs at a grocery store, but
What?
only in the grocery store aisle. So what are your top five you're gonna pick?
All right. I
Like if
get,
you had to rank them.
I'll throw it back to Jamaica too. I'll get a Red Stripe, Stella,
Ooh.
Budweiser, the
This
Amber
in
Bock.
order.
Yeah, Amber Bock if I could find it. And
Okay.
then some crazy like yellow cool IPA.
Local's the last one you're picking?
Yeah, I mean if it's like, yeah, because if it's like some shit grocery store, you know what I mean? It's like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That like
Yeah. No, that's true. I don't know why are you, I'm curious, why are you picking Red Stripe at the top?
Red Stripe used to be a go-to.
Really?
Yeah, for me. It's
That's pretty cool. I like
like,
that.
why Stella and what Red Stripe were one of those beers where it's like I would be like kind of like the old, old man, like go to the corner store and get like a fucking like, tall boy of it or something. Like go
Oh,
hang
cool.
out.
That's so random. That there's tall boys or Red Stripe?
Yeah.
Oh,
Like
wow.
cans,
Okay.
yes.
Oh, I think
The
I've only seen
big
it in
bottle.
bottles.
Yeah, the big bottle.
I've all yeah. Yeah, I think I've only seen it in bottles. I like your choices. That's so interesting that you pick Red Stripe as the top. So hipster of you. So hipster. Again.
You're drinking a
Surprise you.
fucking Jamaican fucking stout from like the fucking
Yeah,
Asian market.
I guess that is pretty hipster too, I guess. Wearing a Huff shirt and a beanie. Come on. What am I doing? Yeah, you're right, you're right. It's true. Dude, I kind of want to. I hope they keep stocking these. So, like, eventually, if I ever see you, you
Yeah,
can
no,
have
I'm
some
gonna
of
try
these
to
dragon
find it.
stouts.
Like, what's the brewery
It's.
though? Like, is it like they just make a one-off
It's.
that's stout and
I
that's
think
it?
it. The I think the brewery is called Dragon Stout. I think it's. This is called Fire. But. I don't know. I'm not sure. Dude, I'm not sure at all, honestly. I could look. Actually, I checked one in. I'll look real quick. I think I checked one in. Yeah. Checked one in right before we started. Beers. Oh yeah. Oh. It's. Fuck. Here, I'm gonna send you this because it's. Oh, shit. Oh, you're not on Untapped, are you?
No.
Maybe if I click on it, I can send it to you. There we go. Yeah, it's Denose and Geddes is the brewery.
Okay.
The Macro Brewery in Kingston. Kingston, St. Andrew Parish. That's the subsidiary. Heineken owns them.
Okay.
And they also make Red Stripe.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Yeah, they make Red Stripe. They have 26 beers. A bunch of Red Stripes. There's Red Stripe Lemon Paradise. That sounds
Oh,
good.
nice.
Dragon Stout Spitfire, Dragon Stout Double Extra, Red Stripe Melon. They make Malta. Yeah, I didn't know that this was the brewery that makes Red Stripe. That's kind of cool. Well, they make a thing called Pink Stripe. It's a
Oh,
no alcohol
wow. Yeah. Oh, nice.
NA beer. Yeah, Dragon. Oh, the regular Dragon Stout, not the fire, is a 7.5. Yeah. Damn, bro. This, yeah, that's cool as shit. I didn't know. Very cool. It doesn't look like that many people check them in, though.
Just random
Kind
as
of
hell.
sucks. Yeah. But anyway, man, yeah. So I think I'm picking. This is the thing. The reason I say I pick the local first is like, I like doing that everywhere. Like, and I'll tell you when we stop recording another thing I'm looking forward to. But yeah, I like picking up like the local whatever it is, six pack. Like even when we're driving to Memphis, there's a bunch of breweries popping up in Jackson.
Yeah.
And I like we always usually stop for gas either to or from Memphis in Jackson.
Yeah.
And just to have it on full so we can drive around Memphis and like be fine. But when we do that, I like to stop in this specific gas station, and they usually have some like local shit from Jackson, and I'm like, try to grab it. It's no offense to these Jackson breweries, but it's not that great. But
Yeah.
yeah. But I don't know, man. What's your reasoning for the other ones? I mean, Stella isn't
Just
all
because
around. We both know, we know that.
Amber Block's like one of those ones too that's like I never really find it a whole lot, but it's like one of those ones that you can't find in a grocery store, so it's like worth looking for.
Yeah. Bud Heavy, I think, is always a good.
Yeah.
It's a solid beer. People will shit on it, but it's a good beer. I don't care. Like,
Better than
I've had enough.
PBR.
That's what I'm saying. I think I've had enough beers in my lifetime to say that that is a good beer.
Yeah.
And like, I don't care who the fuck says it. Like, it's a good beer. Also, their brewery is so sick. Like, so sick. Go there, meet the Clydesdales. It's rad. But yeah, like if I, you know what's always fun too is if you find something like a style that you like a hazy IPA of some
Yeah.
local company. That's always fun.
Yeah.
But like, dude, collecting beers is like worse than collecting Pokemon cards. Like it's you're never gonna find all of them.
No.
There's rare ones that you're never gonna you maybe try one time, you know.
Yeah.
Like I have one in my fridge that I'll tell you what I'm waiting for it, but I have one just sitting like this bottle in there. This is like a tall bottle, like waiting for a specific thing, like wax dipped and shit. It's gonna be dope. But I
Nice.
think it's a stout. I'm not too excited about that part. I don't usually drink stouts that much. They
Yeah.
usually make me
They
into
drink
shit.
stouts like every time we've been on
No.
here.
I
Yeah.
just like beers, dude. Anyway, 10 seconds left on this one. I think we've given good reasons for our top
Dude.
fives.
For sure.
Amberbox a good shout out too. That's
Yeah,
no
that's
one's talked
random.
about that on here.
Yeah.
Yeah. What we do? Didn't we do a BFFs episode? I think you did. You do one?
No, I mean, I did one. I don't think it was that, though. I think it was Stella or something.
I think you did Blue Moon. I'll have to
No, I
check.
didn't do that.
I think you did. I'm gonna look real quick. I'm gonna look while we're on here, so you can be like, I didn't do that. I'm like, yeah, you did.
Probably need to wrap it up soon.
Yeah, we're wrapping this up. We're wrapping this up. But man, hold on. Have you done one? I don't know, man. I don't think you've done a BFFs.
Thought I had, but maybe
Oh,
not.
you did. You were in the first episode. Oh, dude, you're never gonna guess what you picked.
What did I pick? Stella.
No.
What did I
You picked
pick?
Wiseacres and Nanda.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
That's a good one, though.
Wild. Yeah, it is a good one. But anyways, yeah, we're wrapping this up. Thanks for sticking around to the end. I think we might do this 4-minute topic thing for a while. It's pretty fun.
Yeah,
But
for sure.
yeah, let us know the topics you want and the us to talk about in the comments. We'll talk about anything. So let us know. Email us at quicksixerpodcast@gmail.com if you don't want to do that. And if you want a shout out or anything, while you're here, hit that subscribe, hit the notifications. And if you like the video, like or dislike it, I don't care what you like, but we out.